Zelensky said he would stop long range strikes by Ukraine on Russian oil refineries if Russia ended its onslaught on Ukraine. Power infrastructure on Sunday evening, February 1st, saying he hopes for the best and already experiencing the worst. Zelensky said he expected the Americans to continue work to reduce strikes before the next round of peace talk work. Much depends on what the American side can achieve so that people can trust both the process and the results, he said on the eve. He described an attack on a bus coming out of a mine on the afternoon Sunday, and Zelensky pointed out that the Russians on Sunday also hit the railway in Dnipropetrovsk and railway infrastructure in northeastern Ukraine. Zelensky called the coal mine bus strike a demonstrative crime, which shows that it is Russia that is responsible for the escalation at the mine. A mine spokesman said 12 dead and 16 injured were included in the toll, who had just finished their shift in east central Ukraine mining coal. Despite the request by Trump to the Kremlin on the 29th of January of no strikes by drones during the cold spell, Trump passed a week-long pause on attacks on Kyiv and the various towns. Trump said Thursday that Putin had agreed to the Trump previously undisclosed request, the trilateral peace talks in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the Emirates, first held on January 23 and 24, are the most visible signs of progress that Trump has made in his efforts to stop the war. But then Russian and U.S. negotiators met in Florida Saturday without the Ukrainians, while since Trump announced the truce, Kyiv has seen strikes slow. Regions in the east and south have experienced a rise in attacks in full on logistics and transportation hubs, and by striking trains that carry coal and buses that carry workers, Russia can achieve its energy grid damage goal, collaterally killing miners and other Ukrainians while targeting and hitting the Ukraine energy grid without technically violating the fine print of the agreement, but causing death and destruction, not negating its pledge not to hit Kyiv. But attacks on Kyiv are likely to increase in coming days, given Moscow's insistence that the truce since February 1st today. Last week, the Kremlin once again floated the idea of Zelensky traveling to Moscow for one-on-one negotiations, an invitation that Zelensky has rejected. In response to the Zelensky refusal, a speaker of the Russian parliament said Russian lawmakers demanded so-called retaliatory weapons in their fight against Ukraine next week, when temperatures could fall to minus 22 Fahrenheit.